Of course, the word of God is mysterious and is sometimes very hard to understand what is being conveyed. Even Peter mentions that about the letters of St. Paul. And in this passage from the Gospel of Mark, there seems to be a rather a mystery as to why our Lord cursed the fig tree when it wasn't time for figs. But I'm sure the fathers of the church have some explanation, and if I find it, I'll let you know, because that is a mystery to me too, why he cursed it. But our Lord, in this passage, is a few things running through this passage from Mark. You know, he's making his trip to Jerusalem. This is the famous passage where he drives out the money changers and those who've turned his temple into a den of thieves because they do not reverence it as a house of prayer. And so even, you know, the fact that they were doing their business in the temple area, which was not the area they should do their money changing and do their, you might say, the offerings part of their worship, and the fact that our Lord wouldn't even permit them to carry anything through the temple area, that kind of zealous zeal that our Lord had, even for the old law, for that part, he observed everything as it should be in the proper spirit. But of course, our Lord made exceptions where there was, of course, charity. And he was very hard on the Pharisees and those who had turned the religion into a means of making money and to self enrich themselves instead of allowing religion to be the thing that changed their hearts and minds and made them closer to God. And of course, we see where the chief priests and the scribes were not at all interested in this aspect of religion. They had gotten so hard-hearted that they were even planning to put our Lord to death. We are leaving soon this month dedicated to May and entering into the month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And so we must ask ourselves too, you know, our Lord's heart was truly on fire with the love and service of God. He was zealous for the things of his Heavenly Father. And of course, Our Lady had that same heart. You know, when we look at the images of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, both of them have flames coming from the top. And in iconography, symbolizing that, you know, how much the hearts of Jesus and Mary were inflamed with the love of God. And this is something that, you know, when we look at ourselves and all the many things that sometimes we can become distracted at, you know, maybe that's part of the problem with the Pharisees and the scribes, is that they lost sight of the goal of what the whole purpose of their religion was to be, and that was to help them to love and serve God and to be interested in the welfare, spiritual and temporal welfare of their neighbor. For when the scribes asked our Lord, what is the essence, what is the greatest of the commandments, he summed it up, of course, in that twofold commandment, to love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And that is, I think, the thing that, as we reflect, when we get back to basics in our religion, in the practice of the faith that we have been given at baptism, the whole purpose of faith and our the teachings of the church are to help us to love God in that manner and to love our neighbor. And today in our world, you know, we've lost sight of so much of what the purpose of religion is in many cases, that we have made religion into our image and likeness, trying to conform our religion to fit our behaviors, good or bad. In many cases, we keep trying to modify the moral code to fit our behavior instead of changing our behavior to fit the moral code as it ought to be. Because we have lost sight of the purpose of first of all, why we're here, why are we made, and then what is the purpose of the religion, that the virtue of religion. The virtue of religion is for the worship of God. And sad to say, we live in an age which even Pope Pius XII lamented, you know, that the worship of man seems to be the religion of the day. And this false idol, you know, when we talk about, we look at the Old Testament people and we say, oh, how foolish they could have been to be worshiping idols. Well, the biggest idol that is, even in the time of the Old Testament, and even to this day, is the false idol of self-worship. That we need to realize that is the same problem in our society today. Man wants to worship himself. So therefore, if you think that you are your own God in that sense, then of course you're going to modify your religion to fit your behavior. Instead of realizing that, of course, the virtue of religion, and like everything that it has been dictated to us and has been mandated and revealed to us by God, and that we have to conform ourselves, as St. Paul says, conform yourself to Christ and Him crucified. This is going to be the challenge for us in this day and age, as it was for the Christians throughout the ages. And we want to ask our Lord in His Sacred Heart and Our Lady in her Immaculate Heart to help us to truly modify to change our hearts, and that we too will be more and more inflamed with love for God. And the key to it ends with this passage from the Gospel, where our Lord says we must have faith in God. And that if we have faith in God, we can even say, move this mountain, and it can be done. That's the kind of faith that we should have, and confidence in God. And that we pray and ask every day for that grace to grow in love for God every day. You know, sometimes people say, I don't know what to pray for. Well, that can always be that prayer of the blind man, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Or, you know, Lord, help me to love you more and more. These are simple prayers that, if said, you know, with true faith and true sincerity, God will bless those. Our prayers don't have to be long, long formulas, but they just have to be prayers that are truly offered from the heart, from a sincere and humble heart, truly seeking to want to know and to love and to serve God. Let us ask that from Our Lady, especially as we will soon be ending this month dedicated to her, as we enter into the month of the Sacred Heart, that our hearts will truly be inflamed more and more for the love of God and the Most Holy Mother, Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.